4. Leo van Meiler lumbered into the shop at 11:15 with the pretty Anna Laura in his wake. The Chief Commissioner and Mr. de Groof are having a coffee together in Café Kreinenberg on the terrace, she said before Leo could get a word in. Mr. van Meiler here is from the Judicial Police, part of their technical team, she added in a schoolteacherly tone.
Good morning, Mr. van Meiler, said Vanin with a wink. They had often guzzled duvels together into the wee small hours, but she didn't need to know that.
Van Meiler had parked his screaming yellow Audi 100 in front of the shop window with two wheels on the sidewalk. He had had it sprayed yellow in a bet with Vanin. If anyone managed to trace another yellow Audi 100 with Belgian plates, then Vanin would have to pay for every duvel they cracked together for a whole year. If Vanin lost the bet, it was going to cost him a hell of a lot more than Van Meiler had coughed up for the spray job.
Been a while since we worked together.
Indeed, Commissioner, said Leo van Meiler indifferently. So, what's the story?
Personal persons unknown appear to have dissolved de Groof's entire collection in a tank of Aqua Regis. Vanin took a step backward and pointed in the direction of Anna Laura and Versavel.
That's all I know. I just arrived.
Anna Laura thought Vanin's approach was on the feeble side. Instead of doing something, all he could muster was, "That's all I know, I just arrived." Would her colleagues at the courthouse turn out to be right in their claim that the Bruges police were only good for towing away illegally parked cars? Mr. de Groof is busy, or rather was busy, putting together an inventory of the jewellery he keeps in the shop, she said with a professional air. At the moment, the